over, this technology does cause problems. Then 14 years after, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also. So we stay there 14 years that he hadn't been in Jerusalem. And he said, I went up by revelation. He was led of God and communicated unto them that gospel which I preached among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I had run in vain. And what Paul's saying there, he didn't jump out to the leaders and to the governors and the high priest under the law. He didn't jump out and bring them to an open shame. He went to them privately and spoke to them. He had a face about him, glory to God. He didn't get a whole crowd like we've got today and just hope the word would hit. I believe that he went to the leaders of the church and tried to tell them that we are going under grace. This is the same gospel that he brought to the Gentiles, and he was saying, we are going under grace. The law is being done away with and it's being fulfilled, glory to God. It's our schoolmaster, but the law has been fulfilled, and the grace of God, which is Jesus Christ, amen, that hung on the cross, that our sins could be under the blood. I believe he told them that we don't have to offer sacrifices as bullocks and lambs and goats. I believe he told them, glory to God, that we need to offer ourselves, present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Because he hadn't talked to them in 14 years. And, you know, they were afraid of Paul, especially when he first started out, because he persecuted the church. He tore down the church, but he went back and he said he preached the same thing to the Jews that he preached to the Gentiles. And I'd like for us to get this today. And I talked to one of my preaching brothers there yesterday, and it's a time, glory to God, if we're not careful as we go as evangelists and we go in different places and even in prison, sometimes we're cut off from bringing out the whole thing that we would like to bring out, because they'll throw you out. I see it being cut off in every step that we take. But I see today, glory to God, Paul preached the same thing to the Gentiles as he did when he went back to Jerusalem to preach to the Jews. And I see that the Word of God don't change, and God's same yesterday and today and forever. And I'm afraid, glory to God, that we're trying to butter it up. Maybe it's coming against our family, or maybe it's coming against somebody that's sitting in high places. I thought about even going to the sheriff's devotion. We need to preach the same thing, glory to God. If I go into the Methodist church, I need to preach the same thing. Wherever I go, I need to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And there ain't no way to heaven except through the blood of Jesus Christ. I need to let people know if they die in their sin, they're going to hell. I'm going to tell you, if you're in sin today, you ain't right with God. And if you die, you can't go to heaven. I thought about the Ogle or Ugle, or how you pronounce it. I thought about there him, 60 years old, an instant death. You know, never did know anything else. And I thought about the little Hodge girl. I call her a girl, 35. Honey, we don't have a chance. We don't have a chance when a tree hits us and it's done. Glory to God. I don't believe they had time to repent. If we ain't ready to meet God today, honey, we may not have time to repent. Bless God, we need our sins under the blood, and we need to know our sins is under the blood. And I appreciate, we don't get saved 15 times, glory to God. We get saved once. Fred has told us that 100 times. Amen. But glory to God, we need to rededicate our life. We need to come back to God. And listen, if we come back with true repentance, we don't have to do it every week. Glory to God, we need to get it behind us. We need to get some sin behind us and walk where the Lord Jesus would have us to walk. We need to be an upright, outstanding person in the community. Glory to God, that our neighbor can say they went to church. They were filled with the Holy Ghost power of God. They've been there for years. They didn't just say, I'm going down the creek and be baptized and quit. Glory to God. They continued in the Word of God. They continued in the church. Too many today, and I see it every direction I turn. They make a shallow profession. They hit the altar. Glory to God. They got to be baptized 14 times. They got to join 14 churches. And every place they go, bless God, God, what happened to their testimony that was here, the testimony that they give us? I've been saved by the marvelous grace of God. My God got me off of drugs and alcohol, set me on solid ground. Amen. And we got to go to the next revival. Amen. And stand up and say, I just got saved. Glory to God. There's something wrong with that today. Us preachers are reaching out, grabbing this, whoever comes by. Amen. And tell them they're saved. When you get your sins under the blood, bless God, you don't have to get saved every other week. I realize there's young'uns out there. I realize there's people still on the milk. I realize that Satan is trying to make us doubt our salvation. But listen to me. I come up through hard knocks. I come up through not a church. I was a church full of people to help me and to pick me up and to pray for me. I got discouraged many times, but I went to the Word of God. I said, Janet, we got to read the Word of God. Somebody's lying to me. There's a false prophet out there somewhere. There's a false brethren out there somewhere. One can't tell me one thing and another tell me something else, and both of them be right. Glory to God. The Word of God will separate you. The Word of God will make you come unto Him. Glory to God. It'll keep you humble, Shannon. It'll put you at the foot of the cross. Glory to God. It'll make you love your neighbor. I thought, glory to God, they got me to doubting that I was saved. Had a gang come to me and they said, you need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. And I got to doubting and I got to thinking about that thing. Have I really got the Holy Ghost? Have I really got it? And doubt is of Satan, amen, today. Doubting is of Satan. I'm going to tell you something. I didn't get a full load when I got saved, but I got enough in my wagon that I could go on. Can I tell you something? God has added a little in my wagon all the way down the road. Glory to God. And every time I needed something else, my God was there. I got news for us today. I don't have dying grace right now, but when I get ready to die, I'll have dying grace. Glory to God. As far as I know, I'm cured of cancer right now, but when cancer comes, I've got a God that will take care of it. I've been slain in the spirit. I've talked in tongues. Glory to God. I've even interpreted tongues, but I don't need to push that off on you. I need to tell you to get saved and work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And I ain't talking about sitting on the couch by the TV. I'm talking about being in the highways and hedges compelling them to come into the house of God. Honey, it's going to take some cleaned up living to make it to heaven. Ooh, glory to God. I need to preach right here in a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This makes me a one-armed preacher. Hard to be a one-armed preacher. Amen. I know what some others go through now. And he said, third verse, but neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. See, they were still preaching circumcision. They were still under the law. And I'm going to tell you something. And sometimes when I get done with this message, you'll understand what I'm saying. But sometimes I think about some of the old primitive Baptists, and they finally dwindled away. Seemingly they're just about down to just a few people. But I'm going to tell you something, honey. When one come up in the church disorderly, they straightened him out. They went to him. Today we just have any old thing. Any old thing can stand and preach. Anything can stand and teach. Anything can do what... There's some rules in the Word of God. There's some regulations in the Word of God. There's some things in the Word of God that says you cannot do. You cannot do. Preacher up the road said the reason we didn't like women preachers, they's better than we are. The television full of lady preachers today, ain't you? Can I tell you they're false sisters? Can I tell you they ain't called of God? Y'all can like me or let it go by. I'm going to tell you, God didn't set them in that place. There's no way with a real, I'm talking about a real mama and Bush taught on it. There's no way that I can have a real mama's compassion.
No way.
But can I tell you something? Satan is taking the compassion of the mama away from their children, getting them on drugs, and all they care about is their own self, satisfying their own lust. They're selling their bodies, and I know them personally that have sold their children, prostituted their little daughter to get dope for their self. I know them. I talk to them. I've witnessed to them, tried to get them in the church. Honey, it's a shame what's going on in our land today. Why? Because Satan has been turned loose and we've not stopped him. We've not stood against it. Us mom and daddies have jumped up and said, our little boy and our little girl's all right. If their sins ain't under the blood, they ain't all right, no matter what you think. Bless God, if we'll really get saved, we won't be boasters and proud to come into church half-dressed. Bless God, we'll dress right. We'll act like the house of God is holy, because the house of God is holy. God has set this thing aside for the Holy Spirit to dwell in my body. When Andy Brannick needs help, glory to God, he don't need to see a half-naked woman. Glory to God, he needs to see the Holy Spirit of God. Jake, we need to dress right. We need to talk right. We need to walk right. We need to act like a separated people. I don't need to lay naked on the beach. Bless God, I need to clean my life up and walk till others can see. I don't need to run in every direction I want to run. I need to run the direction that God leads me. Paul come up by revelation, honey, under leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. After 14 years, he come into Jerusalem. I'd have preached the same gospel that he preached to the Jews. Well, glory to God. I'm glad that he didn't say no. I'm glad that he wrote it down so Bill could understand it. I'm glad for the directions that God give Paul for you and I to walk in today. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be unto God. Woo, I feel good. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Fourth verse said, and that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us unto bondage. To spy out our liberty. Bush brought out liberty this morning. I thought, just go on. I'm going to preach it anyhow. Yeah. Amen. To spy out our liberty. Yeah. Can I tell you why Satan comes to your house? He don't like the freedom you got. He don't like the power that you've got to submit yourself unto God and resist him, and he'll have to go. He don't like no authority over him. So if we're children of God, we have authority over Satan. Can you say amen right there? Glory to God. Satan shouldn't have no power over my house. I'm having a battle right now in my house. I don't know what about you all. I'm talking about it's in every direction I turn. Sometimes I feel like just throwing in the towel. But I'm glad I've got just enough authority. Hey man, nothing left over to say, devil, I ain't following you. I'm following God. I've got one more message. I'm going to preach one more message, and if it gives me another, by the grace of God, I'm going to preach it. It ain't easy out there today, honey, but God's grace is sufficient. Mike, I'm glad we can get in touch with God once in a while and know that our Redeemer lives. I'm glad we can know that we got somebody with us. I just made a mistake there about 70 to be baptized, but I'd like to have 70 on the creek bank anyhow. Honey, we've got too many things. We used to have 17 straight weeks baptizing in the Little Fish River up there. Glory to God. And all the churches come together. You know what I am now? A snake to most of the churches. They call association and say, we can't let him in. He's a wild man. He don't believe in our doctrine. I don't believe you can live in sin and die and go to heaven. I don't care what your name is. Amen. And I'm going to preach that wherever I'm at. Amen. Glory to God. I don't believe in toting the amplified book either. Amen. I'm satisfied with this one. This has done got more than I can handle. Hallelujah. He said, false brethren come in. Unawares they slip in. I'd like to sit down for just a minute. How many, and all of you ain't seen it, or didn't see it when it happened, but how many have seen false brethren come in Mount Vernon and try to cause trouble? Amen. Wanted just another bite. How many of us? I preached it there at the funeral Saturday night. Yeah. Saturday night a week ago. And I said, the brother got mad at the preacher. Did he come down to the house, him and his wife? And they come down here. I said, well, you're welcome down to church. After about two or three services, they come to Mount Vernon. I went to their house and I said, I'm going to tell you something. We don't need you down there. Amen. Because you belong at Fairview. If you don't mind, just go back to Fairview where you'll be happy. He died up there, and bless God, she died up there, and God used them. You know what I'm talking about today? If we're in the wrong place, hey, when we've been mad, if he'd have run, I said, you go back up there and fight your battle. Amen. Go up there and stand your ground. Go up there and fight. Keep the church door open. Glory to God. You know what's wrong today? There's so many were sitting. I thought about it. I know a church that's got about 8 or 10 in it.
Yes,
bless God, they sit over there and whine and cry. We ain't got no pastor. They won't knock on doors. They can go to town. They can shop. They can do all these other things they want to do. But bless God, we need to pray down a pastor. There's still somebody out there that loves God.
Amen.
There's somebody out there that's still preaching the gospel. God can send us somebody if we'll get up off our tail end and get excited. God can send revival to Mount Vernon and it'll spread all over Logan and Beulah. Hallelujah. Cross the mountain and the Galax if we'll let it. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. But false brethren has come in unaware. Listen to what Paul said. To whom, you got to read this twice or three times. To whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour. He said they seen them. Paul seen them. How did he see them? Through the Spirit of God. Can I tell you something? They can come in with their necktie on, their suit. They've come right in here. They said, God sent us to pastor this place. God has sent us to work with you all. We put in another pastor and ain't seen them since. Amen. We've seen them come to the altar. Hit the altar. Stand right here. Boy, this is a place for me. I've got saved. Bless God. I ain't been back since. Want to join the church and go? Oh, glory be unto God. I'm going to tell you, people are mixed up today. People are tangled up today. There ain't no wonder the world don't want to be saved. There ain't no wonder. Because we jump up and say, this one got saved, and they see him on the bus through next week. This one got saved, and the next thing we know, he's mad at the preacher. Amen. And he's talking about him everywhere he goes. This one got saved and joined the church. I thought you joined up Mount Vernon. No, it's up there at Mountain View. I come to Mount Vernon next, and here I am here. Amen. Us preachers are so hungry for congregation, we'll take in anything. Hello? Hello? If you want to stay, live right. If you don't want to live right, if you ain't going to change, there ain't no place for you. You stay mad at me till I die. Because I don't want to change. I said, you'll stay mad at me till I die. If you don't want to live right. Actually, all the way in the back, say amen, will you? Amen. Glory to God. You stay mad at me. That's why the church is upset. There ain't no peace in the church. That's why there ain't no compassion. Glory to God. We're mad at each other. We don't have time to stay till the service ends. We're too tied up in too many things. Honey, this is the day that the Lord made. This is a Sabbath day. We need to worship God. The Bible said keep it holy. He said, no, we didn't give them subjection, not for an hour. That the truth of the gospel might be continued with you. Paul was speaking to these Galatians, and they were, what's the right word, fickle people, I guess. They were wishy-washy. They just hit here and yonder. And he told them several things. He preached hard to them. And he said, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But of these who seem to be somewhat, listen to this, to be somewhat whatsoever they were, it makes no matter to me. God accepteth no man's person, for they who seem to be somewhat, somewhat in conference added nothing to me. Have you ever seen them run to the front row and want to be somewhat? Paul said, for whatever, somewhat, whatever they was, they said, it no matter to me. Said, their conference didn't do anything for me. I thought about, and I probably shouldn't even put this, but I was in an ordination service a while back. And the only preachers that's called is Pentecostal. I didn't know if y'all know that or not. Hello? And if you can't agree with their conference... I don't know if y'all know that or not. But the Baptist ain't no better. Hello? They don't realize that I saved 6 months before I found out I was a Baptist. They don't realize that I've been baptized over here on a little river about 2 weeks after I was saved. They didn't realize I was baptized just like they was. And if they are saved, and I know I am, if they are saved, it's the same God. Amen. If we got the same Father, why can't we speak to our brother? Hello?
Yeah.
Y'all going to think I'm going to get contradictory right here in just a minute. But I'm going to tell us the truth. Somebody's going to say, what? He's preached two sides. He's preached out of both sides of his mouth. Okay, let's go with it. 7, he said, but contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter, for he that wrought effectual in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same. Look at this 8th verse. These that listened to Paul, they were followers of Peter, and they found out that there's a better way than circumcision. They found out that there was a way of grace. And it said, he that wrought effectually or worked effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles. And he said, when James and Cephas, which is Peter, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me. They recognized the grace. They were still under the law, but they recognized the grace that was given unto me. They gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship that we should go unto the heathen and they unto the circumcision. So they still stayed. We're not going to come out from under the circumcision, but we're going to give you the right hand of fellowship and let you go preach to those that are uncircumcised. We're going to let you go into the heathen, the Gentile. Oh, I praise God for Paul. I praise God for Paul. Man, I look at, we preach a lot about the troubles of Job, but we need to look at the troubles of Paul.
Yes, sir.
Paul had gobs of troubles.
Yes,
and they said, we're going to give you the right hand of fellowship so we can be just a little bit, just a little partakers of you, but we don't want to join up with you. Hello, can I tell you that church is sitting full of people that would like to have some of the blessings and some of the good thoughts, but we don't want to join up tight enough with you, glory to God, to suffer the persecutions with you. Hello, can I get an amen right there? We don't want to fully join up and grab hold of the throne and take some of the persecution that comes against the church. I'm talking about the true church of God. That's exactly the way Cephas and Peter and John was. And he said, only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do. God had already told Paul to remember the poor. And that's all they asked of him. Just remember the poor. But when Peter was come to Antioch, what did Paul say? I withstood him to the face because he was to be blamed. Not behind his back, he said, to the face. I withstood him to the face. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. Do you see what the Word of God says? Peter was right in there eating with the Gentiles, talking with them. You can go back over in Acts and you can see where the Lord, the sheep, come down and told Peter, said, don't call common or anything that I've cleansed, don't call common or unclean. And he said, we are all one, all nations. I'll save all nations. I'll take care of all nations. He didn't say go out and marry all nations, but he said, I'll save all nations. I'll take care of them. I'll feed them of the same thing. And Peter understood that thing, and he stood up and he testified that God had convicted him of that thing, and that we were all equal, that those that were circumcised wasn't no greater than those that hadn't been circumcised. And we see Titus there, which was a Greek, and he didn't go along with being circumcised. He didn't want to do it. Why? He wanted to be a Christian, glory to God. Too many times today, when one shouts, everybody wants to shout. But if a service is dying and there's nothing going on, there's nobody wants to take a victory lap. Can I tell you, if there ain't a sound in the house, I can take a victory lap. Hallelujah. If there ain't nothing going on, glory to God, I can take a victory lap because Jesus Christ saved my soul. He died on the cross that I could be set free. I may have pains and aches and old age, gray hair, glory to God, and things falling apart. James, I'm going to tell you, God give us grace, amen, to take a victory lap in the hard times. If Paul had quit and hadn't took a victory lap, glory to God, and hadn't went on when the troubles hit, I wouldn't even have the Word of God to read. I'm glad there's a few men, amen, that wrote down, inspired of God, wrote down the power of God. And as I was a little boy, they stood up and preached what Paul wrote down, glory to God, and told me about the saving grace of God, and that sin couldn't enter in, and their countenance, their eyeballs changed. They had a different look in their face. I know from a little bitty fella that there was something in the power of God that I didn't have.
Amen, brother.
There was something about that book that I didn't have. But Peter wanted to hang on to both sides of the fence. Can I tell you what's wrong with us preachers today? We want to fit in everywhere. Hello? We want to fit in no matter what. We want to fit in. We want to be the outstanding person in the community. The best liked pastor. We'd like to get on the book, if we could, in Mount Airy, which is the most famous pastor in town. Hello? That would really like it. We would like it. Said, look at me. I'll probably die and never be the favorite pastor of Surrey County. Hallelujah, but I can die in the arms of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. I can die in the arms of Jesus. I believe He can rock me to sleep. Oh, I praise Him. I've watched that old dying grace. I've watched it last week. I watched that old dying grace. I watched it as life went away and dying grace built on. I said, I'm kind of looking for that new body, Bill. Said, there ain't nothing else I can do for my kids. Said, preach to them. Will you preach to my kids? Preach to my kids. Amen. I love you, buddy. Preach to my kids.
Yeah.
I'm going on. Ain't nothing else I can do. I'm ready. Woo! When they tell me they're ready and I can see it in their eyes, feel it in my heart, see the joy in their soul and the breath going out of them, I know they've been with Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. But Peter couldn't quite turn loose, could he? Come on, church. He turned loose of the boat and walked out in the water. And just like me and you, lost his faith. Lost his faith. Jesus had to reach out and get him. I've been in some places that Jesus had to reach out and get me. Peter was bad to overstep. I believe he drew his sword one time, took off a soldier's ear. Jesus just put it back on. No stitches. Hello? Wasn't even super glue. Just stuck it back on. Amen? And it stayed. Trying to do the work of God. How many of us today ain't never turned loose of flesh? Ain't never turned loose of what we think? Some things that we've got built up in us, it's a grudge. It's breaking us down. We need to turn loose of it. There's some things that's eating us up that's stopping us from having compassion. Little boys and girls everywhere are suffering because mom and daddy are on drugs. They've left them sitting out. They've not taken care of them. Everywhere they're suffering. They're suffering. They're suffering. Why? Because of sin. I believe how many, 80-some overdoses in Surrey County, am I right or wrong? Close, this year? Close. I got a little bitty nod, they're going to figure it out right here in a minute. But when Peter, 11th verse, when Peter was come to Antioch, I was stood into the face because he was to be blamed. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles, but when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Jews dissembled, D-I-S-S-E-M, dissembled. Likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their own dissimulation. What is disassembled? They were hypocritical. The inventions that they brought in, these Jews brought in, and Peter was afraid to stand up for it. Barnabas, Paul said that they had just given Barnabas the right hand of fellowship to preach with Paul. But when the false, I'm preaching on false brethren. I'm preaching on false witnesses.
Amen,
I'm preaching on false prophets.
Amen.
Apostles.
Amen.
I'm talking about contrary to the Word of God. And Barnabas, I believe from the bottom of my heart, was a man of God. He was walking with Paul. Do y'all believe that? That's what the Word said. They got the right hand of fellowship to go into the Gentiles and go into the uncircumcised bunch. But God, I don't want to go into them as circumcised. I want to go into them as uncircumcised. I want to go into those heathen.
Yes,
I want to go into the places where the big town preacher can't go. I want to go on the street. I've been in some places, and I've been in some places alone, right by myself. Nobody but Jesus Christ, and He delivered me. He delivered me. He brought me out of them. I went into some crack houses. Got down praying. I think there's 3 left out of about 20. They left. They gone. Bless God. God will take care of you. Why? But you better go with revelation. That's Paul come. That's only how Paul stood. He come by revelation. And Barnabas didn't quite make it. He said he was led away with their own dissimulation. Ain't that what he said? Carried away with their dissimulation. They made such a great show out of it. I'm talking about false brethren. I ain't talking about true brethren. I'm talking about false brethren. And Paul said, he told them there in Galatians, he said, they've come in and sat down amongst you. He said, somewhat, whatever they were, didn't make no matter to him. He wasn't going to follow their doctrine. But Barnabas was carried away. Now you listen to me carefully. You go into some of these charismatic places, and I'd like to believe it all. And they told me this 2 weeks ago. They said, don't speak it. I said, whether I speak it or whether I don't, you're going to die. I ain't got control of that. Whether I speak it or whether I don't. I ain't talking about going laying down and just crying, moaning, groaning about how sick you are. But because I don't speak death, don't mean I ain't going to die. The Bible done told me I'm going to die. And He told me after that, the judgment. How foolish are we? He said there's things you can pray for, but He said there's other things you can't even pray for. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. But how many things does that get in your mind? As a new convert, and I'm going to tell you, let me tell you closely. There was 2 preachers, one to preach. They were still there, I think, when Brendan and Andy come. One would preach one way one Sunday, and they took turns, and another would preach another way the next Sunday. Ain't that pretty close to right, Brenda? I went and checked the book. I found out who was lying. They're both dead now. But I found out who was lying. I remember the Wesleyan Methodist, and I had Boy Scouts. Butch was one of them. I had Boy Scouts, and they dressed in their uniform, and I was so proud to take about 14 boys to 13 or 15, whatever it was, to church. And they come down with a doctrine, bless God, and I'd been saved a few years. They come down with a doctrine I didn't even know. I left there wondering if I was saved. I had to go to the book. Had to go to the book. If I bring you something you can't live with, go to the book. God will separate it. He said, rightly dividing the Word of God. Rightly dividing the Word of God. I'm going to tell you this. False brethren. They're sitting all around. They're sitting all around. I got a preacher that I love from the bottom of my heart, 80-some years old. And up till I started preaching on Sparta radio station regular, my best buddy. Can I tell you I lost my best buddy?
Yes, sir.
You got saved 40 years ago and ain't living right today, shacking up, drinking liquor and doing drugs and telling lies and stealing, robbing, whatever you're doing, still going to heaven. I'm sorry, but you know what? It don't matter to me what he thinks of me. I know who gave me the Word of God. I know what God done for me. Janet, you know how many hours me and you as new converts tried to read in the Word and study the Word and see what God had for us. So I'm going to be hard to crack. Amen. Going to be hard to crack. Hallelujah. He said, but when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, 14th verse, I said unto Peter before them all, If thou being a Jew livest after the manner of the Gentiles, and do not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? In other words, Peter, why are you going to be a hypocrite? Let me tell you something. Jesus said to Peter, he said, go feed my lambs. Last chapter of John, he said, go feed my sheep. And go feed my sheep. And Peter was done worrying about what John was going to do. He didn't have no control over John. He said, that ain't nothing to you. Leave it alone. Ain't nothing to you.
Amen.
Jesus said to him, said, Peter, when thou art converted, feed my sheep. I'm going to tell you something. Everything I can find under the law, Peter was a Jew. Peter was under the law and he followed the law. And I see that he got so deep into the law, he was having trouble. He was having trouble turning loose. I don't find Paul being anything other than a tax collector and a church killer until he saw the light, the great light, come down from heaven and is blinded on the road to Damascus. And I see from there, he followed after everything. But what I'm saying, listen to what I'm saying. Please listen to what I'm saying. We get so tangled in church doctrine that till we miss the calling of God. We are false brethren, false apostles, false preachers, false doctrines. And we get so tied into that, it's hard to move. The old Primitive Baptists around this mountain, bless God, you don't change them. You don't change them. I've knocked on their doors. I've prayed with them. My daddy is raised that way. You don't change them. They're what they are. They're what they are. Greg and I have dealt with some, and they ain't going to tell you like you'd like to hear it. They will not tell you the way you'd like to hear it. I just got to take it by faith that that's in their hand. They know.
Yes, sir.
They're either right or they're wrong. I can't change it. They ain't going to just jump up and tell me they're saved. Why? The same reason Peter, the same reason that Barnabas was drawn away. The same reason. Paul was set him to face. I got three or four scriptures I'd like to read. One of them I done quoted in Acts 10, what God has cleansed, let no man call common or unclean. But I've got right here in Corinthians, this is real close. I want to read this in Corinthians 11. I've done changed it and missed it, and I'll get it back up. Corinthians 11. I know y'all getting tired, but we ain't got service tonight. 2 Corinthians 11, 13 and 15. 13 through 15. He said, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. And we'll jump right on over to 22, 11 and 22, and he said, are they Hebrews? And Paul said, so am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they seed of Abraham? He said, so am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labor, more abundant in stripes, above measure, in prison, more frequently in death often. And listen to this. If we think Paul didn't go through something. 24. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. That's 195 stripes. Count it up. Therefore was I beaten with rods. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeying often. In pearls. Pearls is troubles or dangers. In waters of pearls. In pearls of robbers. In pearls of my own countrymen. He said, Paul said his own countrymen come against him. The Romans that he had served, they come against him. Why? He began to preach Jesus Christ. mine own countrymen in pearls of the heathen. He come to the Gentiles and they were against him. They were afraid of him. This is the man that killed. This is the man that killed. In pearls in the city, in pearls in the wilderness, in pearls in the sea. And I want us to look at what it says in 26. He said, in pearls among false brethren. I ain't never been shipwrecked. I've been slapped. Time or two. Not by Janet. But there's nothing any more devastating than to be sitting amongst a bunch of hypocritical false brethren that wants to make fun of you. They used to be one, and I'm going to quit reading right there, but there used to be one that would holler at me, are you still saved? Are you still saved? Hallelujah! I'm still saved! Make fun of us. Honey, we're right in our doctrine. That one that stands up, I don't care if he hears or who else hears, that one that stands up and said he couldn't go to hell if he wants to is a false prophet. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something that it does. You listen to me, little teenage youngins. Listen to me carefully. When somebody tells you you can go ahead and have sex and you still go to heaven, hello?
Heaven, Lord.
I'd give anything for somebody convinced me that I could drink beer instead of go to heaven. I was hooked so bad that I begged God. I said, God, would you just let me have one a day? Eldridge, ain't that pitiful? That's pitiful. And God will still pick a man up and let him preach the gospel. I'm going to tell you, we got a big God, AJ. It don't matter what we've done, glory to God. If we'll accept Jesus Christ, we got a big God. I'm glad, glory to God, sis, that he picked me up and said, I'll put you behind the pulpit. But you can't have that beer. Amen. I'm glad. So these that think they can drink a beer and still go to heaven, if they repent, God will forgive them. But if they die in a logging accident, listen to me. Listen to me. Young ones, you can't smoke dope and go to heaven. The devil will tell you and the doctor will tell you. Somebody told me this the other day. The doctor said, drink a beer. Maybe that doctor ain't never been an alcoholic. If I drank a beer, I never did quit at one. I'll get another. Did you ever quit at one, Bush? I'd go get another as long as the dollar lasted. As long as the door was open, I would go. I would go. These kids are on opiates. They just can't face life. And they're having to work and they're having to get up early. And Daddy's a little bit cruel to them. Said all he wants to do is take me to church. That's all he wants to do. I just can't stand this pressure, so I'm going to get me a pill. How about it, DJ? Holler, amen. That's how we think. False teachers, and then one false teacher can come, and the real man of God, sister, has preached for 3 years. And one false message will lead us down a road of destruction. Everybody ain't agreeing with me, but you ain't agreeing with God either. I'm going to preach you the truth. I'm going to preach you the truth. Bless God, you'll have compassion. You'll understand what John is going through. You'll understand the preacher's struggling. You'll understand it's not easy to get up here and thrash and beat and bang and crack the whip every Sunday. It's not easy. It's not my nature. My nature is I'd like to be liked. And I'd even like to be loved once in a while. Amen. But this ain't going to happen. Can I tell you, this ain't going to happen. Let me go on. Galatians 5 and 4. That's the one I turned to a while ago. I had it marked and lost it. I got it. You won't believe this. I know this ain't Baptist doctrine, but it's Paul's. Paul's doctrine right out of the Word of God. And I ain't going to read but one verse. Galatians 5 and 5. He said, Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. He was having a time with these Galatians. They wouldn't listen. And then here would come one along and they would tear Barnabas down. They were tearing down the leaders of the church because they slipped in unaware. What were they? False brethren. False brethren. Sit down and join the church.
Yes,
I've seen it like lately here. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Amen. He ain't heard lies to me yet either. I've seen it happen.
Yes, sir.
Tear down the house of God. Let me read John, 1 John 4 and 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. This was 2,000 years ago. Many false prophets are gone out into the world. And I've got to read this. I'd appreciate it if y'all would turn to 2 Thessalonians with me. Please, if you done shut your Bible, which you will, I'll give you a minute. 2 Thessalonians and the 3rd chapter. And I'll quit. I promise you, I'll quit. Man, this old boy's heart's tore out of the frame. When I see inmates inside getting busted over a little communion drink, getting busted over sending another letter, just a little freedom and we get busted. And God has given us freedom, ain't He? How easy it is for us to get busted. How easy it is. I'm not the judge. I'm not the judge of 90-some inmates. I'm not the judge. But I can't help but doubt somebody didn't take that communion worthy.
Come on, Brother, our spirit.
Just because we drummed up a communion service 3 or 4 times a year and going to carry it out the way we've already done it, that we're just going to do it. And you know, I know how they feel. I didn't take it. But it's how I felt. Well, they think I'm better than them. I just didn't feel led to do it. I felt led to pray. I felt led to pray for them. 2 Thessalonians. I believe everybody's found it, and I promise you I'll quit right here. 3 and 6. I'd read more, but I'm going to get it close. Now we command you, brethren. This is commandment. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he has received of us. That's a commandment. Did I miss anything? Did anybody not get that?